In crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, I'm great. I thought we could start with a clip to kind of get us into the mood. So do you want to roll the clip?
Let's hope the old internet holds out for me here.
Ooh.
This is quite nice. What are we listening to, Amelia? It's lovely, but...
We are listening to Lilting.
Lilting?
Yes. So, today we are going to be talking about words that describe sounds and how things sound. And so, one that came up when I was asking some of my friends about this, one of my friends said, I hate it when people get described as having a sing-song voice or a lilting voice. And I thought, lilting's a pretty interesting word.
In my brain,
I'd always thought, oh, it's just like tilting because it goes up and down.
Oh, yeah, and I can then, completely see that.
But
yeah.
That's obviously not how etymologies really work. You don't just swap the first letter.
You don't just like go, oh, just that sounds close enough.
Yeah, and so I looked it up and I found out it's this traditional form of Irish scat singing.
Awesome.
Which is what we just heard.
So you just basically you kind of sing melodies and you say like fo diddly di do dee dee diddly dum.
Wow.
Kind of things. It's really interesting.
So it's like folk scatting from Ireland.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, that makes sense of what this video is as well. So that's an audio clip, but there is a video attached to it of a lovely older gentleman wearing a nice suit, sitting in what looks much like a community hall, lilting away, while a lot of sort of nice librarian-looking ladies nod along.
Search lilting competition on YouTube and you will have hours of fun. But yeah, so when you're describing someone's voice as lilting, you're saying that it sounds like that. It's this kind of up and down melodious gibber.
So yesterday when you said we're going to bring sound words on, Lucia asked, is that going to be onomatopoeia? But that is not what we're talking about at all, really, is it?
I tried to avoid onomatopoeic words.
So it's not
words.
Like pop?
Yes, because the explanation for those is relatively straightforward.
Pop is a pop.
There's a really interesting story to be had about how some people believe that onomatopoeia is somehow intrinsic to people, and there's studies about how you can onomatopoeia shapes. You can show people words for shapes, and across different cultures they'll guess. But we're not talking about that today. I'll talk about that at a different time. We're talking about other words that describe sounds.
Okay.
So I've come with some of my favourites, and then one that I don't really like. The one that I don't really like is birdsweet.
Birdsweet. Ooh.
Is that like a whistling bird sound?
It's just like a nice, pleasant... It's a sound that reminds you of the sweet singing of birds. But
yeah.
It's one word, birdsweet.
Birdsweet.
And why don't you like that?
It sounds like...
I feel like that's lovely.
It sounds like...
Sounds like a brand of tea.
Industrial fertilizer or something. Oh. I just don't think it sounds very nice.
Oh.
I much prefer,
whistling.
In terms of sweet words, dulcet.
Dulcet.
Dulcet is a very nice one. And that does mean sweet because it's like, you know, la dolce vita, the sweet life.
Okay,
it's the same root as that. And we also have mellifluous.
Mellifluous. I love this word.
It's a very beautiful word. And it means, it's from Latin for flowing like honey. So like,
mellifluous.
Yeah.
In a weird way, I know it's not technically an onomatopoeia, but it has a kind of onomatopoeic vibe to it, in that mellifluous is quite a flowy, honeyish word in its own right, a wee bit.
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of words don't really survive unless they sound like they describe what they say.
Right. Yeah. That's a good one.
Wow, that's weird to think about a word surviving.
Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah. For another time, though, right?
This is good. This is a lot of future topics. another very strong one, susurration.
Susurration. Now, how do you spell that?
I'll have to pull that up. I'm terrible with spelling. S-U-S-U-R-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Susurration.
So it comes from the Latin susurratio, which it means like whispering. And so susurration is like the kind of the whispery murmuring quality. So like when you rustle leaves.
That's a susurration of leaves. Again,
yes.
It kind of makes sense, as you say. Yeah,
and so this kind of root word is also related to English words like swarm.
Okay.
So really? You find it coming up, yeah, with things that make that kind of a sound.
A sauceration of
what
wasps.
You just did with your mouth just then.
I get into it.
Yeah.
I'm also, content warning, going to talk a little bit of smack about Nick Cave.
I thought you were about to be like, we're swearing, but no, we're talking smack about Nick Cave.
Okay, so if you search sauceration.
Yeah.
Or tintinabulation.
Tintinabulation.
You get a Nick Cave essay about how to write love songs, but he, in my opinion, uses tintinabulation wrong, which is typical of
drama.
His overbearing, pompous attitude. I told you, I'm not going to not talk smack if I've already given the content warning.
That's
Nick Fan Caves should have turned the radio down.
Nick
Fan Caves? Anyway, so...
What is it?
Tintinabulation.
Tintinabulation.
So in the Nick Cave thing, he says, the love song must resonate with the susurration of sorrow, the tintinabulation of grief. So it sounds like there he's talking... So tintinabulation is like the sound of bells.
Okay.
And when you're talking about
sense.
Grief, it makes it sound like it's going to be the sonorous ringing of the funeral bell.
Yeah, that makes.
You know?
Yeah, that's where my brain would
like
go.
Like the bell, for whom the bell tolls. But that is not tintinabulation. Tintinabulation is like Morris dancing bells. It's like jingle jangle. It's like happy elf dance bells.
Oh, so
can
he's
I
all
read
wrong.
This text we got in. Otis says his dad described susurration. I can't.
Yeah.
I need you to help me with that. As the waves pulling pebbles across and other wet pebbles on the pebbly beaches in Hawke's Bay.
That is perfect.
That
and
is
beautiful.
Perfect.
That's gorgeous. And I think that really gets to the core of the feeling that the word should kind of elicit.
Totally.
It's not just like when you hear someone whispering in the library. It's like that, like vaguely
wet pebbles. On other wet pebbles.
Yeah, kind of magical, kind of a... Anyway, so, tintinabulation, it comes from an Edgar Allan Poe poem. He basically coined the word based on... have you ever been to a Catholic church?
Yeah.
And they ring a little bell?
There's a lot of bell ring. There's lots of things happen in a Catholic church.
So, in a Catholic church, they have a thing called a tintinabulum, which signifies their association with the Pope. So they're like, I'm good with the Pope, I have this tiny bell. And they ring the little bell.
I'm good with the Pope.
And it's called a tintinabulum, and that kind of roughly, you know, it's church Latin, so it's like, it's not exact. It basically means little bell. But, but so that's tintinabulum.
What's that in the original Greek?
Tintinabulation is that kind of tinkling sound.
Tinkling, so it's not the sonorous bells of doom. It's the tinkling of happy Morris dancers and Catholic mass.
And little elves, that
and
kind
little
of
little elves,
thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a brief reading from the poem, because I think that gives you a strong sense.
I'm so ready,
Are we
for,
ready for a poetry
I'm
reading?
So ready for poetry. Hit us.
Hear the sledges with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight. Keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinabulation
ding,
that
ding.
So musically wells from the bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells.
My word.
That was beautiful.
So that's where that comes from. And it's, I feel like susurration and tintinabulation have that nice repetitive start.
Yeah.
And they have become kind of associated.
With that sort of thing.
But those are my favorite words.
I like a lot. Someone's sent in a word. I don't even know how to say this. You might know how to say it. Do you know what that is?
Thesaurism. No, I don't know anything about that. I'm going to
quick Google.
Into that.
We've had some agreement about your Nick Cave hot reckons this morning as well. From Grouch, so thanks for that.
Ah, it's another word for the sound of rustling or wind in the leaves. How do you pronounce this?
This is a YouTube video.
I would say Sitherism. It seems to have become a very popular word in the like black metal community.
Mean.
Interesting.
It's spelled, for all of you at home, Sitherism.
This one is from the original Greek, which is nice.
Can you play it for us? Do you want to just play it? Oh, wait.
I've got the thing. You've got the special thing.
Can you send me the link? This is live radio happening as we go here. Do you want to...
We also have a test.
We also have a text in that says, in centuries gone by, high-pitched noises such as little bells or whistling was thought to keep evil spirits away. I wonder if that's how it got started in the Catholic Church.
The tintinnabulation.
I
mean,
possibly.
I would not be that surprised. Okay, here is how you pronounce this word. Hopefully.
Are we going to get an ad?
It's going to be... Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Classic.
We'll come back to this next week. Word box.
You guys want
the number
text
of these
in.
Videos that I have to watch as research for this. Such pee-pee music. It's disgusting.
You guys want to send in your best guesses at how to say Sitherism? We think that's probably how you say it. But your guesses is probably as good as ours. So text it through. Starts with a P. Good luck. Or you can call us 309-3879. Why not? Thank you very much for those sound words this morning, Amelia.
It's been a pleasure. I would love to hear what people's other favourite words for sounds are. Gurgle is a good one.
Gurgle is a great one.
Potentially onomatopoeic. Potentially comes from the Latin word for throat.
Ooh.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Turk salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.